Good morning. Good morning. I hate to bother you again. Were you part of the group that got evacuated last night?
Yes.
All right, and you're back now. Is everything okay? Are you guys good in here? Any issues? Any concerns?
No.
Okay, perfect. Nobody got hurt last night. We finally wrapped this thing up 5-something this morning.
Yeah, we were asleep in the car over here.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I just want to get a statement from you, what you guys heard, saw, before you got evacuated out of here. Is there any way I could get that from you guys?
Yeah, sure. Come on in there.
All right.
I'm sorry, because we were so nervous that we make a camping here. Yes. Because in our room, we listen everything in our room.
I understand it. Absolutely.
Come on in here. Have a seat.
So you connect to the next door here with this gentleman.
You know, we don't connect. I mean, this is as close as it gets for us.
Yeah.
But we were outside last night having a cigarette, and my wife and daughter came out with us, came out with me, and we were standing out there by the reserve parking, by the maintenance shack. Uh-huh. And I just happened to hear something and look up and see this guy come down the steps of that other apartment building over there, Mike's apartment.
Uh-huh.
And he came walking over here, turned around and walked back over there, and he stopped. He got on the sidewalk there, and by Mike's apartment, and he stopped and he yelled over at me. He says, "Hey, how you doing?" I think that's what he said. I said, "I'm fine. How are you doing?" And he says, "Well, who the fuck are you?"
Okay.
And I'm going, "Okay." I said, "I live here." He goes, "Hey, I know John. Fuck you. You don't live here. Who the fuck are you and what are you doing here?" They went on back and forth like that for a minute. And I walked over to him to introduce myself and say, "You know, I'm Barry. I live right here." And as soon as I started walking over, he started backing up and getting all weird.
Okay.
And so I quit walking towards him. And he kept going on about me not living here and if I want to, you know, do I want a piece of him, this, that, and the other. So okay. I quit arguing with him.
Okay.
I walked back over by my wife and daughter, and he started coming towards us and started again. And then he started calling my wife a bitch. Well, I got right between him and them and said, "Look, don't say that to my wife. My wife, don't say that. Don't speak like that to her."
Mm-hmm.
He rips his shirt off, jumps up on the brush there, but he would never come at me.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed back. And he just started throwing obscenities, and I says, "Hey, look, where do you live?" And I started saying that real loud because I needed, none of us had our cell phone. I was trying to get somebody's attention.
Gotcha.
And I kept saying that, and he just backed off and walked over towards his apartment. Well, I don't know if it was because of me or because he heard the sirens.
Gotcha.
I didn't hear him at that point.
Okay.
But he backed way off, came over here by his apartment steps. And then as the first police officer, first unit arrived, I'm waving at the guy like this, the officer. And I turned around to her and I said, "Where'd that character go?" And he goes, "I'm right here." He could hear me. I says, "Well, come on out here." And he wouldn't come out.
Okay.
And that was it. Besides everything else that went on around here last night, we just heard the officers talking to him. Heard the one gunshot first, solo gunshot, and then I don't know. It was a couple hours, maybe an hour and a half, and then the SWAT guys showed up, and could hear them talking to this character, trying to get him to come down and turn himself in. And I could hear him hooping and hollering, you know, threatening the officers.
Okay.
Saying, "You know, if you come up here, I'll kill you. You know, this, that, and the other." And I'm going, this guy's just way off the reservation.
Yes.
And
you need some blankets.
Then they came and says, look, we've got, we're, this is a voluntary evacuation. You don't need to leave. I had the girls in their room at that point. And mm-hmm. I was sleeping out here on the couch. I figured that was probably far enough away.
Yeah.
Then he came back about 30 minutes later and said, no, you need to get the hell out. So we just got in the car and went and parked over there.
Okay.
Heard a couple more pops, a loud bang. And about 30 minutes later, drove around and asked the guys if we'd come back to the apartment. And they said, sure. And
okay.
It was all done. We knew he was okay because we could hear him screaming and yelling in the back of one of the cruisers.
All right.
So...
Okay. When to go back a little bit on that, when you were out having your smoke by the shack out there, and he was threatening you, what specifically was he saying?
He just, you know, come on, you want a piece of me, this, that, and the other, and you know, he said something to my wife, just fuck you, bitch. I speak Spanish, blah blah blah. But he said, do you want a piece of me? He says, come on, you want a piece of me? And
so
I didn't walk towards him. I just stood my ground.
So was he more challenging you to fight, or was he more threatening you?
No, he wanted to fight. I think he did.
Okay.
But I didn't advance towards him, but he didn't come towards me. He just kind of stood there, and, you know.
So more of a challenge to fight as opposed to a threatening to harm you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of?
No. Honey, is there anything you can think of?
You're talking about coming out from that building too, right?
Yeah, we saw him coming down from up there.
That's why maybe he was upset because we saw him like a neighbor.
Well, he was dressed all in dark. And he come flying down those stairs and ran over here and then went flying back. And I think that's when he saw us. I'm not sure he even knew we were standing there until that point.
I gotcha.
Okay. But then Mike said that he had been up on his doorstep and left a knife up there.
Now, does Mike and him share the same... They're both on the upstairs?
Upstairs, yeah.
Both on the upstairs?
Yeah, I think the guy's name's Mike. That's what he told us last night.
Mike, that's it. That is right, this building you see here.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan, the bottom, and he's... You know, this one, the,
on the bottom
top,
right,
on the other
Mike's
side.
On the
gotcha.
Top left.
He's
yeah.
in the other side of the
okay.
parking.
And he's actually the one who called the police. Because when the first unit showed up, he came walking out, and I says... He says, I called the police, and he told me what had happened on his doorstep. And
so which, if you...
I looked at him and says, how you doing? He was visibly shook up. That one. And he lives on that outside corner upstairs.
Upstairs. So where the green has green trim on the upstairs there, that'd be behind those windows.
Okay. No, this is... I think it might be him.
But he's
he's on the other side.
See, he's on the other side.
Oh. Yeah, see...
he came out from that
stairs. It's like this. On that side,
yeah,
and it splits.
And he goes to the right.
He's on the left.
He's on the left.
Yeah.
Upstairs. Okay.
That's the stairs there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have your driver's license with you?
Yeah.
Your ID card?
Absolutely.
Do you need mine too?
What's a good phone number here? And who lives here with you right now? Daughter's here with you too?
Sí, no.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.